Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. Small farms, big impact. That's the theme this year in North Carolina as small farms are being celebrated all across the state. The students of 4-H First will be conducting our interview today, and they're going to talk to Adam McCurry, who is an agricultural technician with the Yancey County Cooperative Extension.
What is a small farmer?
Well, a small farmer can be a lot of things. The USDA defines a small farmer as anyone who makes a total farm income of less than $250,000 per year. Typically use the income to define a small farmer, but a lot of times an area is the size of their operation.
What role do they play in our community?
Small farmers play a significant role in our community. Not only do they provide fresh local produce, meats, and eggs, but they also are stewardships of the land. They are the folks that are out in the community working the land. They are kind of the environmental stewards of the land, if you will. So that's a very important role. And keep in mind, they do provide the food that we eat three meals a day.
What do small farms provide that is different from other farms?
In most cases, small farms are the places where you get the unique, the different, the specialized products. Most of your smaller farms will grow specialty crops for the income purposes. So if you're looking for something unique or something different, that's where you typically find those, is on a small farm. Larger operations, because of the difficulty of growing these specialties, usually don't. So small farms specialize.
Why is it important that we support our local farms?
There are several reasons we support our local farms. One is to have access to fresh local product grown. One of the great things about local is that you know the people growing it. You can ask them questions, what it is, how it was produced, what methods they use. Also, as stated earlier, they are the stewards of our environment. They are the ones that are involved with the surface water, soil erosion, things like that. They play a very important role in the community, and if we don't support them by purchasing their products or recognizing them when they do good, then they can't stay in business. And then all of a sudden the stewardships of the land are gone, and that access to local, fresh, high-quality specialty crops is gone as well. Currently, Yancey County has 600 to 700 farmers. 90% to 95% of those will fall into the guidelines for a small farmer. North Carolina Agriculture and Technical State University each year in March recognizes the small farmers across the state of North Carolina. This is done to promote and make aware of the small farmers throughout our state and what they bring to each individual communities. This is done through a month-long celebration and activities at the county level, and is wrapped up the last week in March every year at the NCANT State University campus with a Small Farm Celebration Week. And in this, small farmers have the opportunity to get some educational experience at the school, as well as the new farmer of the year for the previous year will be recognized at an awards luncheon, will be given his plaque and take recognition that he or she so richly deserves.
As the month goes on, you'll hear more about small farms in North Carolina and the celebration going on during the month of March. At the end of the month, March 26th will be the kickoff for the actual Small Farms Week. Small Farms Big Impact is this year's theme. In North Carolina, agriculture is worth $84 billion a year. It's the state's largest industry. It employs more than 17% of the total workforce in North Carolina, so small farms are a big thing. Thanks to Adam McCurry, the agriculture tech at the Yancey County Cooperative Extension, and also the students of 4-H First for writing all the questions and conducting the interview. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.